Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, February 11th. And if you were watching the activity on Capitol Hill yesterday, the Senate passing its version of the stimulus package and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner unveiling the financial bailout, there were many, many big numbers. And if you think about it, these are policymakers who are making enormous bets, bets that their decisions and their plans and their programs will actually work to turn the economic downturn into an upturn. But they're actually betting on something more concrete than all of that, and that is that China's economy will be able to continue to sustain the amount of cash and lending and borrowing that both the United States and the rest of the world need to stimulate their economies. And joining us to discuss the latest economic news from China, which it's fair to say is something of the beating heart of the global economy at this point, is the BBC's Chris Hogg in Shanghai. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
If we're to look at China as something of an engine of the global economy, there's been some sputtering lately, and the statistic that comes to my mind is the most recent unemployment figures, which suggest that 26 million or more Chinese people are out of work and that the government in China has to deal with that. But there are some further numbers out today. Could you explain?
Yes, we've had the latest figures for exports and imports. Now, these show that exports, which pretty much tipped off the cliff 3 months ago, they started falling in November. November, December, we saw falls of about to just under 3%. In January, they fell significantly, fell down towards the bottom of the cliff, some people are saying, fell 17.5% from a year earlier.
That's
the
huge.
The plunge in imports was even greater. It was down 43%, twice as bad as the month previously. Now, of course, why this really matters here in China is that the coastal areas and the south of China, those factories that were making exports, goods for export, so many of them are closing now. That's why you've got those 26 million plus migrant workers who have lost their jobs, and there's no sign of an end of this yet.
So what does that mean for the Chinese government? Do they have to devote their resources that they could be using to buy bonds or, you know, securitized assets that Timothy Geithner is talking about here in Washington to something of more of a domestic nature?
They don't have to pull that money out of America. I mean, certainly they have signaled that perhaps in the future they're not going to buy those treasury bonds in as many of them as they were previously. But they do have a certain amount of cash, if you like, here in China already, and they're using that money for their own stimulus package here. But of course, the problem you've got here, you suggested in your introduction that America needs Chinese growth to make sure that they can still keep funding the deficit. The problem is that the exports have tipped off the cliff because people in America aren't buying things made in China anymore. So it's a vicious circle, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, this interrelationship is really why I think the financial crisis is so scary. If the U.S. doesn't buy Chinese goods, they're not going to have the money and the cash to finance both their domestic programs as well as these global borrowing plans that the administration hopes are going to come to fruition. A year ago, we were looking at oil prices above $100 a barrel and Chinese growth at something over 10%. What is Chinese growth now? And if it slips much further, what are the impacts likely to be?
Well, there isn't an easy answer to that question. I mean, certainly in the last quarter, Chinese growth slipped back to 6.8%. But the way that the Chinese calculate growth is different to the rest of the world. The rest of the other major economies calculate growth sort of quarter on quarter, so they compare 3 months with the 3 months previously. The Chinese compare the 3 months with the same 3 months the year before, and so economists can only really estimate just how much China has slowed down by the kind of measure that the rest of the world uses. But the kind of estimates that they're coming up with are pretty scary. They're saying anything from 1.5% to zero, and some people even say that China is in a recession. Now, remember that what most people accept here is that China needs GDP growth of around 8% in order to create enough jobs to keep its population happy. So if in the last few months it slowed down as far as some people are suggesting, there is a real concern that with all these people out of work, that could lead to social problems here.